Forgotten Thank Yous. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Forgotten Thank Yous. Every day of our life, people do beautiful things for us. And every day of our life, we do beautiful things for people. Now, as we do these beautiful things for people, if we do them because we want to thank you, we might be sadly dispensed because people just don't say thank you. People just don't say, I appreciate that. It's just something that is not done. Oh, some people do, and then some people are sort of overly doing it, but it is just something that is not done. When you're helping someone and you're working on a project and you're being generous to them with your time and your talent, and as you work together, they come up with the solution that they want. And they say, I made it. And they think 100% that they're the ones who have done it and that nobody else helped them. Nobody else gave them a lift in life. Nobody else gave them a shove. Nobody else showed them the way they did it for themselves. Now, as for yourself, helping another person, you don't ask, seek, desire, need to have their appreciation. You just give it because it's wonderful. As a teacher helps a child to accomplish an awareness, the teacher doesn't expect the child to say, oh, thank you, teacher, thank you. The teacher loves it when the child says, I got it, because that's all the thank you, all the appreciation, all the delight that anyone could ever want from a relationship. But we have forgotten to say thank yous so many times because we are not in the habit of saying thank yous. We are just in the habit of living in a very active, busy world where we help one another and other people help us and we are all working together harmoniously. And when we arrive at a solution, we don't say, oh, this solution was arrived at because of my mom and my dad, my sisters and my brothers, and because of my friends, because of my boss, because of my coworkers, because of things like that. Never, never, never does that enter our mind. Oh, sometimes it enters our mind only because we feel so stupid, but normally it doesn't enter our mind because we don't feel stupid. What we do feel is that we have achieved a wonderful goal and a wonderful opportunity to do things. People have been so significant in my life, helping me in so many different ways and opening doorways for me that I would never dream would open. And sometimes the doorway is opened by saying, oh, you can't do that. Nobody can do that. And that sort of sparkles you and says, oh, now let's prove that I can. Let's show they're wrong. I can do anything I want to do. And we put our mind to it. We go out and we accomplish things. Now, they don't say, oh, you did it. And we don't say, oh, thank you for giving me that push. We don't even think about that. I know all the thousands of times that my students have been a blessing to me. I've stayed in their homes. I've visited their cities. I've spoken to their communities. I've done things with them. They have gathered together all sorts of wonderful people for us. They've translated for me. And they've shown me how wonderful life can really be. And never once have they asked for thank you. And I'm sure all too often I neglected to say thank you. I neglected to say I really, really, really appreciate everything you've done. But I'm so busy giving my talks. I'm so busy giving my counseling. I'm so busy working with the people that I'm privileged to work with that I don't even think of saying thank you. I don't even think of saying thank you to someone who comes in and asks for counseling. And we talk for a couple of hours, and after we're done talking, they say, oh, wow, that's just exactly what I needed. That's just the way I'm going to go now. I'm glad I found that. I'm glad I found this way. Never thinking of saying, Herb, you helped me find it. Herb, you did this, and I don't expect it. I delight in the fact that they found it. I delight in the fact that they feel it's their conclusion, and it's their choice, and it's their direction, and that is all that anyone could ever ask. So many people have translated for me. Everywhere I go, people translate for me. Sometimes we pay them, sometimes they're generous and give of their talents. But as they translate, I can hear in their voice how they are taking the ideas that we're sharing and putting it to work in their life. I can see in their life how they have taken the teachings, the philosophy, the wisdom of the University of Healing, and how they're putting it into motion in their everyday experience. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, creative, beautiful thank you. More brilliant, more loud than any word can ever be. And it is so brilliant and so wonderful and so beautiful because it comes from the depth of their being. Because they live it. They live the things that they have found. The many years that we've had the University of Healing here and the thousands of students that have been treated by correspondence, it's amazing how many of them drop away and they put to work the things that they have trained themselves in understanding. And then later they come back, sometimes 5, 10 years later, and they say, I want to finish the course. I want to keep up the course. I got so much good from it, and I used it, and I did it. And if I had only finished it, I could have done even better, and I would have finished it. Oh, I want to finish it. And they do, and they go on. We've had a lot of men who were in prison, and women. And these men, as they were in prison, took the courses of the university. And then they get out of prison, and their life gets busy with the normal day-to-day life. And after a little while, they wake up and they say, you know, the bliss that I felt in prison was the bliss I had from taking the courses. And it was so beautiful, I didn't keep it up. I want to continue the course. And so they continue the course. They continue the course, and they reestablish their relationship with the inner bliss that has always been theirs. They reestablish this, and what a blessing. No one could say thank you more completely than when they say, I've got to finish the course. I want to do this. I want to do that. My heart just bubbles over with joy, and I feel so fantastic and so wonderful about it. But very few ever say anything about it. Very few ever say thank you. Very few ever even finish paying for their tuition. Many do. Many pay all their tuition right away, and that's wonderful. But it doesn't matter. I feel that in giving and sharing and loving and in doing all the things that I'm doing, my heart is just overflowing. Nobody can ever say thank you to me sufficient to make me feel as good as I feel. No one can ever say to me how wonderful the world is. No one can ever say to me anything of that nature because of one wonderful thing. That one wonderful thing is that I am already in the bliss. Every time I share an idea, I share a thought, every time I give an uplifting attitude of mind, of heart, of being, and someone touches it, claims it, lives on it, rises with it, I am blessed beyond measure. Oh, we all forget to say thank yous. We all forget that. That seems to be a common parlance. And perhaps it's the right thing to do. Because we are not beholden to anyone for anything in our life. Anything in our life is just a revelation of who and what we are. And we reveal from within all of the genius that we are. No knowledge is ever put in from the outside. Oh, there might be a little stimulus from the outside that says, yes, if you do this, you have that. Oh, yeah, I know what you mean. I know exactly, because we know within ourselves all these things. There is nothing new under the sun. There's nothing new that's being put into us. It is only that it stimulates that which is within us to realize that we did know all the time, all of the genius, all of the love, all of the magic that we were. And no thank you could ever begin to measure up to how wonderful it is to awaken to all the knowledge that we are within. I have a dear student in London, Christy, and she's working in the hospital, and the hospital is making changes, and they're moving things around, and she is just an outstanding manager. She's an outstanding nurse. She's an outstanding head nurse of her activity. And all of the people she works with feel stable with her and accomplish great and wonderful things as nurses do. And she brings into their heart the University of Healing teachings by her life, by how she lives, and by what she expects of others. And everything she does is so beautiful. Now, did I give her that? Did I do that for her? Did I show her the way? Did I lift her up? No, not really. I merely was my own lifted up self. And as I talked with her, and as I shared with her, I sparked something within her that was her own personal genius, her own inner realization of how wonderful she is and how fantastic she is. Life is really grand. Life is really beautiful. Life is really fantastic. And we can never say thank you enough, and we don't ever have to even say thank you. If we ever do say thank you, we are saying, in effect, that what happened on the outer was important to my inner. And perhaps it was. But truly, the stimulation of our thinking on the outer only causes us to reveal that truth that is within us, always there, lying in smiling repose, waiting to shine forth in our life as a beautiful, magnificent, fantastic experience of all good. Never worry about saying thank you. Never worry about anything, in fact. But always look for the finest and the best in yourself and in others. And dwell upon the finest and the best in yourself and the finest and the best in others. And you will find that as you dwell upon it, you will reveal it within yourself, and you will encourage those around you to reveal it in them, that genius that lays smiling within them, waiting to jump forth and be used in a wonderful, beautiful manner. This is our gift to ourselves. This is our gift to our world. This is the only gift that matters. Never worry about forgetting to say thank you. Just live the most beautiful life that your divine in you shines forth for you to be. And know that it is done now. I love you. I love you. I love you.